already, but thank you for recording it. Let's go ahead and get this party kicked off as we normally do. Thanks everybody for attending tonight, but let's start off with since we already did introductions, let's roll right into public comment. Is there any public comment for tonight's meeting? Awfully quiet out there. All right, Chase, we'll liven them up as the meeting goes on. So if there's no public comment, let's roll right into get back on there. The agenda approval. Did anybody have any comments or questions about the agenda as presented? And if not, can we get a motion to approve it? Thank you, Karen.
I second.
Thank you, Megan. Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Motion to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
I think I heard everybody. Motion carries. Okay. Give me 1 second to reorganize myself. Gallery. There we go. All right. Well, we're back. Okay. So we have a couple, for those of you that attended the monthly board meeting right after the annual landowners meeting, last month, you'll notice that we missed a pair of meeting minutes that we need to approve. So we've got two pairs, 1/11/2024 and 2/13/24. Did anybody have any comment about the meeting minutes? Hearing none, they must've been flawless, Janelle, as usual. Okay, if there's no change, then we need to a motion to approve the meeting minutes for 1/11 and 2/13.
I'll move to approve the minutes from January 11th and February 13th.
Second.
I second.
Thank you, ladies. I think I heard Amanda first. Megan, you got to be quicker than that. Well, there's two Amandas, so. All right. So all in favor to approve the meeting minutes for January 11th and February 13th, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, everybody. And nicely done, Janelle. Okay. Let me pull up. And Chase, I sent you an amended president's message because I had some spelling errors on there. Let me get 1 second to pull it up.
I got it. I'll get it filed after the meeting.
Can't figure out how to. Let's see. 1 minute. There we go. All right, and we're back. Okay. Okay, so the president's message from for March 7th, 2024, regular monthly board of directors meeting. As I'm sure you're all aware, we're off to a very busy start for 2024. In addition to persistently managing the excessive rainfall we've experienced the past 2 months, we've also accomplished a few really important items, and we made headway on others that I'd like to highlight. Last month, we hosted our annual members meeting and board of directors meeting, where we successfully elected the new 2024 SDIC board. Which you may have already concluded looks eerily similar to the last board. So if you get a chance, please thank Amanda for raising her hand and donating the next 3 years of her life to us. As part of our, so thank you, Amanda. As part of our commitment to improving system infrastructure and efficiency, we've been aggressively researching, identifying, and applying for grant opportunities. On February 15th, we participated in a mandatory ACOE pump station inspection. And here in a couple of weeks, the Corps is going to be back to perform a levee embankment inspection. In addition to all this, we've been actively trying to wrap up the last few remaining items associated with our SWOT analysis. And per usual, Chase will discuss each of these items in much greater detail later in the meeting. However, it's important for me that I wanted to recognize the hard work of our general manager and staff, the participation of our board of directors, and most notably, both the increased and the continued collaboration of our members and our local partners. And on that note, a special thanks to City of Scappoose for, again, opening up the council chambers for annual meeting. And by many accounts, it was a success. So thank you again for providing us with the solid venue. And also a special thanks to Paul with the Columbia County or Columbia Economic Team and Melanie with Business Oregon for their guidance and assistance with our grant application process. Securing outside additional funding is key, obviously, to ensuring that we make the improvements that our system needs. And we're thankful that CET and Business Oregon recognize this, and they're both committed to walking with us down this path. So thank you both. Even though you're not on here, thank you both. Okay. Any comments, questions, concerns so far? Don't all speak at once. All right, Chase, let's go over financials.
Bob raised his hand. Do you want to take a question from
Sorry, Bob, I didn't see you. Go ahead.
No, and it's a comment. As a member of the Columbia Economic Team Board of Directors, I appreciate your comments about the role that Columbia Economic Team Executive Director Paul Vogel has played in your mission to secure financing for needed infrastructure improvements. And we certainly, as a board member, I'm grateful that the Drainage District has become a valuable partner in our efforts for economic development in the county.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, go right into financials. So the transactions are presented on the screen. Everyone can see them. As I mentioned in the last meeting, last month's power bill was probably one of the largest I've seen. It was about $24,000. This month's bill just came in. It's only at $14,000. So a little less rain, a little less pumping. So that's been the big change month over month. Other than that, there's not really a lot of one-off issues for the financials for this month. The initial transfer request for accounting was $16,000. That was prior to the PUD bill. I looked up PUD bill, it's $14,354, which if we round up would bring us up to a state pool transfer of $31,000. Are there any questions?
No, sir. Let's see. So you said 31,000 is the...
Yes, 31,000 transfer.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the transfer of 31,000 from the state pool account?
I move to approve the financials as presented and transfer $31,000 to cover them.
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor to approve as presented, the financials and to transfer the 31,000 from the state pool, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. Motion carries. Thank you.
Excuse me, Rob. I heard the initial motion. I did not hear the second. Can you clarify who was the second on it?
Yeah, I believe Megan was the second.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying. I always love this part of the meeting because here in about 3 seconds, my phone's going to beep and say that it's already done. You're on the clock, Amanda.
I already clicked the button.
All right. Oh, perfect. Okay. So item number 7, the delegation of board members and points of interest. And Chase, feel free to jump in here whenever. This is something that I don't remember when it was started, but basically right after the election of the new board, we like to give all of the board members an opportunity to raise their hand and to assist Chase in his his lengthy endeavor to accomplish all of our, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, or 9 or so items that we cover in our monthly meeting. So everything that's got an 8 next to it with a letter A, B, C, D, et cetera, are items obviously that we hit every single month religiously. Chase does a really good job staying on top of all of the subtopics and presenting the data, but sometimes, Chase is a one-man band, and so he can use and appreciates the assistance of board members. And so this is not a mandatory deal, but if there are board members that would like to be the liaison or the uh, the person that works with Chase on all of these topics or on any of these topics, please speak up now and let us know what topic you're interested in assisting with.
Karen,
Chase,
I will.
Oh, go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
I will keep on assisting with best practices and the rental home, and wherever else I can be helpful.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
I don't remember what I signed up for before, but I'll sign up for the same.
I think you, let me see, I don't have the list right in front of me. Give me 1 second. Were you working, were you or Gary working with Chase on 408s?
That would probably be me.
Okay.
Yeah, Gary was the primary and Amanda was the secondary.
Okay. Well, let's get, maybe one of the cleaner ways would be to go down the list, huh, Chase? Maybe start with infrastructure.
Yeah, that would probably be best.
Okay. Is anybody interested in infrastructure? I think, Gary, you've been doing that for a while now, or in. And doing a great job at it, might I add. Would you mind doing that again?
No, if Chase is comfortable with that, I'd be more than glad to continue that.
Okay. You good with that, Chase?
Yeah, that's
put you right on the spot.
Gary, you want to turn off your phone or your computer or one or the other? We got a kind of got an echo.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. And then operations, was that you and Amanda or was that you and me? I can't remember.
I think it was you and I.
Yeah, I think so too. Amanda, you want to be the alternate for operations?
Sure.
Okay. And then 408s, I have Gary is one, and then Amanda is two. Accreditation, Lomar, I think was accreditation. Sorry, I'm writing this down. Lomar. That was me, wasn't it, Chase?
Yes.
Okay. And then best, what do we got? Best practices?
Yeah, it was Karen.
Karen.
The hall monitor.
Perfect. Megan, you interested in being an alternate for any of these or taking lead on any of them? You just speak up, okay?
Okay. yeah, I was just actually reading it here and going over. I'm willing to step in wherever we need help. I just need to be... I just have to be careful as far as time commitment. I have to be honest, I don't have something to be fully divulged. So if there's something that just needs a little attention or some more detailed work that I can do behind the scenes, that's me.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay. So we got Karen as best practices and then Stormwater Master Plan. Remind me again, who was doing that with you, Chase?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I know there hasn't been a whole lot of movement since they adopted their master plan.
Yeah, there's really not much there at all.
There isn't anymore, and I think it was Len.
Oh, that's right.
That sounds like it's got your name all over it, Megan. There's not a whole lot to do except stay in touch with the Stormwater Master Plan that's already been adopted.
Is there anything I can help with the rental house as well?
Yes, I think that would be great if maybe you could be the alternate for the rental home. That would be awesome because we don't have one. Karen's doing the rental home and we'll put you as the alternate. How's that?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Sounds great to meet you.
Awesome. Okay, and then legal.
Rob, I think it should be you and then I'll back you up.
Okay, I got Mr. Condit, obviously, and myself. And Karen. And then personnel, I know we've made a lot of headway with personnel, but I think it's still, you know, there's still, that's one that requires a little bit more involvement than some of the rest, just because we have obviously annual reviews and all sorts of other things. Is that something that Gary or Karen or Megan, you guys want to take a whack at as personnel? I think I was doing personnel with you, right, Karen, last year, but I can jump off and do something else.
I've done a lot on personnel over my time on the board, and I'm happy to keep on working on it if you'll work on it with me, because you have more expertise.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would be happy to work with you on it. Okay, I got a whole list, and I'll Janelle, if you're not jotting this down, I'll send you this list here at the end of the meeting so that you have it in Word format. And then as you know, as the year changes, these are much more fluid than rigid topics. So if any of you want to take on more or less responsibility, by all means, just speak up and we'll cover you. Chase does a great job doing 99% of the work on this, but it is nice that he can, you know, has the direct line to a certain board member on certain topics. So you're more of a resource in this role than anything. Chase does all the hard work.
Well, and I'd also like to mention that Amanda already does do financial review and that kind of thing too. So she kind of already has that area as well. So
yep. She's the money.
Seems like it's pretty balanced.
Awesome. All right, Chase, unless there's any more discussion about item number 7, I'll send out I don't think it's anything that needs to be adopted. Is it, Mr. Condit, or can we just send the list out and assume our roles?
Yeah, you can just send the list out. There's no point.
Okay, perfect. All right, Chase, it's all yours.
Okay, manager's report. I guess we'll just kind of start at the top. As everyone's aware, as Rob mentioned earlier, USACE inspections, periodic inspections, been kind of the top focus the last couple months. Last month we had the pump stations, which are basically the Evans, Cherry, and North. I haven't really received any feedback from them, but the inspections seem to go well. The upcoming levee embankment inspection, which is the week after next, one of the issues that's kind of rising to the top is the relief wells, and specifically the relief wells that are located around the Evans pump station. They were originally identified as I was working through the O&M and the flood emergency response plan. And it seems as if they've been, I don't know if they were passed over or just missed in the previous or most recent inspections, but there is kind of some housekeeping items to go with them. There's some testing that needs to be done. Right now, we're actually trying to determine what the original testing and the installations was supposed to accomplish. And I've basically looked through all the documents that I can find that are relevant to the subject, and the Army Corps is kind of working the same on their side. We haven't really came up with a complete determination of what they're supposed to test to. And then I'm also trying to come up with some sort of a testing and monitoring program as we move forward. I don't know if that's an annual process, every 5 years. There's a lot of unknowns with it, unfortunately. I wish I had more specific answers. But you're probably going to hear me talk about it quite a bit moving forward. And so I just wanted to make everybody aware of it. The mats of weeds at the North Pump, they basically took over again. We did get them cleared out again. This time we actually hauled some boom logs down there from the Evans Pump Station. They're doing a really good job at this point of actually pushing them to the side and the back of the pump station to keep the intake clear. I'd like to think that they're working, but I have very little confidence in anything that happens out there with these floating weed mats. So we'll just see how it goes. But cleaning those things out of around the pump station is probably going to become a regular phenomenon. I don't know what's causing it. It's the only pump station that has them, so it must be something with the soil, or I'm not sure, the crops out there or whatever. I was able to check the Santosh and Evans sloughs after all the snow and ice and windstorms we had in January. Everything looks good on the kind of what I call the interior area. Everyone's aware it's been raining a lot. It's been very wet. Lots and lots of pumping. You can tell that from our power bills. And even some of the interior pump stations are falling behind at certain times. Kind of water levels are all the same except for the Honeyman pump, which is kind of off landowner request this time of year. And for waterfowl hunting. The tow drains, of course, are on there still. They will be until this summer. The three levee culvert inspections, we're still waiting to get on the schedule for those. And I'm hoping if we can get a break in the weather, there's still some money left in the budget for tree removal and blackberry removal. I'm really hoping to use that up. There's lots of areas that can use it. I guess with that, there's nothing new in personnel. The 408, the gravel mine, it's still in the process. Our consultants have the 60% package as everyone else, and they've gone through it quite a bit. We're kind of in a, I guess, a pause right now. They're looking at new modeling on some of the berms that surround the gravel mine. So we're waiting to get the updates on that. Let me check back here, make sure we're not getting too far ahead. Guess with that, is there any questions up to this point? Okay. As I mentioned ahead, for accreditation, the levee recertification, periodic inspections are coming up. We had the pump station periodic inspections. With the LOMAR and the interior drainage analysis, we've received feedback from the city of Scappoose. They're kind of on board, ready to go. The local interests that were concerned about the mapping, as you saw the letter from Rob, he sent a while back, they've kind of had their concerns addressed and they're willing to move forward. Right now we're waiting on the county. And I know they've had some turnover at the county lately, and I'm hoping to reach out to them here in the next week or two. And now that they've seemed like they've kind of got stuff settled down again, maybe see exactly where they're at on this process. Is there any questions on accreditation, Lamar?
Sorry, Chase, you got a second?
Yeah.
One thing on accreditation, Lamar, just not to jump too far back, but and not to put you on the spot, Megan, but Megan, would you mind being my second for accreditation, Lamar? Topic for the point of interest. We have a second for every other topic except for that one.
Sure.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Best practices. As Rob mentioned in the president's message, I have been working with Paul Vogel at Columbia Economic Team. We have been applying for Senate Community Initiated Project funding. That's what CIP stands for. I met with Paul, it's probably been several weeks back. I approached him with the infrastructure projects that we kind of developed as a board to the SWOT analysis. He's been through these processes before, and we kind of sat down and came up with the package that we thought we could submit for grant funding. And basically what that would have been is the electrical control components for the three exterior pump stations, and then also the generator backup for the Evans pump station. And we kind of worked it all together and put together a package that we could fit into these. They're very specific categories of funding. And we've actually had to move it around a couple times. First, we were trying to do a waterway funding application through the NRCS, but since we don't have a watershed plan, we were out of that, so then we actually submitted to EPA through the Oregon DEQ, which that one seems to be also kind of a hard sell, so we might actually move to sort of a FEMA flood flood readiness program, and hopefully there's the grant application can work through that. This is kind of our first try at these applications and these grant funding opportunities. I did meet with Business Oregon and Melanie Olson, and we kind of went through all the projects as well. Some of the projects they think they can fit into certain part of their programs, or maybe a specific component of one of the projects would be eligible for funding through Business Oregon. And I'll have some follow-up meetings with her to see if there's possibly some of the other projects and the components of those projects that could possibly fit within kind of their framework of their grant applications. And then kind of on a side note, there were one of the rainstorms in late January. Actually, I'll go back. Is there any questions on the grant application and the grant funding? And I'll say it probably doesn't look as clean. The application doesn't look as clean on paper as it did on our infrastructure improvement list. We kind of molded them to make it fit. Paul, who's worked with these in the past, he kind of knows how to make them look so they can work these applications. So we kind of modified it a little bit, but the end product will be exactly what we had talked about. So I guess moving on with that, the heavy rains in January, there was a member who was not normally, they don't attend our meetings nor really knew a lot about us. And they originally started on Facebook. They were concerned about the Jackson Creek diversion. But after they continued on, they were able to find our website. They called the office. I was able to get in contact with them. I talked with them in quite length of what was happening, kind of explained to them our system and why it was doing what it was doing, and kind of alleviated their concerns. And it was nice to talk to them, but it was actually also nice to see that our websites and kind of our technology component is allowing members who, in a what I would consider a short period of time, with a concern, was able to get in contact with us relatively quickly and have their concerns addressed. And I mean, it wasn't an emergency situation. They thought it was an emergency situation, but it was nice for them to be able to get in contact with us quickly so we could at least alleviate their concerns. So I just kind of wanted to point that out to the board that there are people actually using our website. So are there any other questions?
That's great news.
Yeah. Best practices. Let's swing back to best practices because we'll cover that with the logo real quick. I'll just finish up the manager report if that's okay, Rob.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. As there is no new news on the stormwater master plan, the rental home, everything seems well there. I guess Jeff Condit, if there's anything on the legal side.
Sorry, yeah. I find the unmute button. You think I'd know where it is after all these years of the pandemic. All quiet on the legal front.
All right, and then GM action items moving forward. The periodic inspection, levee embankment, March 18th. This is it's scheduled for a 3-day inspection. So I guess for the members out there, you will see an entire team of SDIC members and Army Corps of Engineers. They do walk the entire length of the perimeter levee. So if you have people ask you about what's going on, who are these people? You know, why are they in bright yellow suits and walking down the levee, or bright orange, depending on their caution of choice? And you can just tell them it's an Army Corps inspection, drainage districts, and have them call me if they have any major concerns. All right, any questions?
They're going to have on the back of their jersey, it says, "We're from the government, we're here to help."
Yeah.
Perfect. Looks good, Chase. Thank you. Okay, 1 second to catch up. All right, it's logo time. And so for those of you calling in, you probably can't see the logo, but it has been emailed out. And if you've had a chance to look at it, by all means, go ahead and feel free to provide comment. But on the screen right now, for those of you who've called in, Chase has got our three logo options pulled up, or four, I'm sorry, logo options pulled up from Paulson's. So Chase, do you want to lead this off, or do you want to just open it up for board feedback? What do you want to do?
I would just kind of like to get everybody's feedback on it.
Has everybody had a chance to review the logo designs yet?
Yes.
I have.
What do you think?
This is Megan. I think just first looking at him, I really like the second one just as far as the picture part of the logo, but I have to say the one that stands out to me the most as far as clean, crisp, the picture doesn't outweigh the verbiage, and it's very clear that it's the with the wording that it's the SDIC would be the first one. Just very simple, and excuse me, the name is easy to read and stands out the best. That's just my two cents.
I agree with Megan. I like number one the best. I think it kind of conveys water going away somewhere. And I would like to see if he could make it a little less elementary school. I don't know. It kind of looks a little bit I like I don't want to lose the clean and crisp that Megan's referring to, but it does look a little, I don't know, something about it looks a little bit young to me. But
more definition, you know, in the artwork?
Well, I like that. I like the artwork. I just would like it to look a little less elementary school, if that makes any sense. And I like it the way it is, too. And it's upbeat, and I like the colors. The second one's okay, too, but it doesn't really convey anything to me. It's just a river with some trees. And the colors are kind of meh to me, too. I think options 3 and 4 are too busy. That's my two cents.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
I'm good with either option 1 or 2. I am a little bit sensitive to Karen's concerns as far as option 1. Maybe that could be cleaned up a little bit, but I'm fine with either one of those.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Amanda, what's your flavor?
I think I like option 1 the best as well, just for simpleness and easy to read. Although I do think it would be more appropriate to have at least something stuck in the mud there or something.
The tractor stuck on the bank.
Maybe a floating detection mat going down the river or something like that.
Perfect. Okay, well, I think as part of our quote, and I didn't verify this, I was supposed to, but maybe Chase, you know off the top of your head, but I think we get 1 or 2 redos or changes. Is that how that quote worked out? Do you remember?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. We get a couple revisions, finite revisions.
So the notes that I have from the board feedback is option 1. Option 1 is the clear leader, but we'd like a little less elementary, less cartoony, maybe a little more stuff in the artwork. Is that
a little more business like? You know what I mean?
A little more professional look to it.
Agreed.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Well, Chase, if you're good with that, I think we... Oh, go ahead, Megan. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I just have, one more thing to ask. Is this going to be stuff that could potentially be put on apparel or a, you know, like poster or like a hang up banner or anything of that degree?
Yeah, that's kind of the intent. The first thing it's going to go on is Chase's business cards and the trifold pamphlet. But then the thought process and part of the quote even is to create a file or a, save it in a way that we can explode it to use onto a big banner or something like that.
Yes, so it's not pixelated. That
like a website banner or a letterhead or signage for the office or the trucks or anything like that.
So one thing that we should keep in mind then, and also when you ask him to do, you know, clean up on it, the more color you have, the more expensive it is on the back end when you have things printed. A lot of places will give you one or two color and that's it, and then you pay substantially more for each color printed. So that's just something to keep in mind with telling him a revision. The other thing is too, another reason why this one would be a good logo is simply for the format and how, you know, maybe tell him that, you know, like the parameters as far as the spatial parameters are good. If everyone likes that, just so then he knows maybe a little bit more refined points as far as I can just see him wondering how he can make it less cartoonish, if that's making any sense to you guys.
Sure. Yeah, no, and I think that's a good point as well. So I think I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, I'm just jotting down notes as you're talking, but I think making sure that he's conscientious about, you know, the maybe not adding a whole lot more color so that when we go to print it off, we don't experience a big cost increase because of the additional colors. And then to keep in mind too, that we like the spatial parameters and all those look good, but if he could somehow find a way to increase the professionalism of the artwork without increasing the color, that would be good. Did I capture that okay? Or
yes, thank you. All my mumbling, you did well.
No, it's all good points.
I appreciate it. and I'm guessing too, he probably just did some clip art, so to say, and kind of pasted it in. But the thing too is we don't want it so busy either. The simple is easy to convey.
Agreed.
And that's what's good about that. That's what's good about number one is it's a really sharp design. I like it. It's like number four. Just you can see how that just can kind of get carried away a little bit.
Awesome. Well, I sure appreciate everybody looking at these ahead of time and being able to provide feedback. Thank you. This has been I wouldn't say a huge endeavor, but it's definitely been an involved endeavor and we're getting close to selecting one. And the goal is, and Chase, I'm going to say this wrong, cause I think is it the city meeting in April or what meeting is it in April?
Yeah. The annual town meeting is April 6th. I believe. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, so the annual town meeting is coming up, and one of our goals or what we'd like to accomplish is we'd like to have this logo adopted and put onto our trifold pamphlets so that we can at least start handing those out. I don't think we're going to have a booth or anything, but we, you know, just drop some pamphlets on a booth and have our information out there.
Six. Annual town meeting.
It's actually not that hard to get a sign made at there at Paulson's either.
Yeah, for sure. So one matter of a housekeeping, that meeting is going to, well, let me think about that. Because I think our next meeting we're talking about having, which we haven't talked about yet, but I'm going to make a motion to move it to the fourth. We could theoretically adopt it then, right, Chase, with the changes on there, and then have the fifth to do, I don't think it'll take long to just take the new logo and put it on the pamphlet and print a bunch, you know, in a hurry. I don't think it'll take very long to do that. But is that cutting it too close?
A day.
Especially if we can just print them, you know, we can print them at like the local office and just fold them ourselves, print 25 of them or something like that.
Yeah, like for the first run or something, just to have it out there.
Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud, but I'm kind of getting from the board that it would be better, and don't let me put words in your mouth, board, if you speak up, but I'm getting the sense that we as a group might want to see the revisions after they're done and then vote on it and adopt it formally, as opposed to just adopting it with the potential changes.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yes, I agree too.
Okay.
But I also think, so when is the annual town meeting?
It's on Saturday, April 6th. And our next board meeting, we're thinking, I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to ask everybody here in a minute, but it would be the 4th.
Okay. Is somebody prepared to stand there during the town meeting and hand these out?
If we have some pamphlets available, then I was going to volunteer to, I'm planning on being there at least for a little while anyway. So if we had a pamphlet to hand out, I would hand it out on behalf of SDIC, as opposed to being there on behalf of Cal Portland.
Okay. That's good.
But, you know, that's just more of a goal than anything. If we don't have it by the 4th, then it's not the end of the world. It's just kind of a goal. So if we can get in the next couple of weeks, get the folks over at Paulson's to make a couple changes, and we can have something to review the week of the 1st and adopt on the 4th. I mean, we can print and fold trifold pamphlets pretty quickly on Friday.
Okay. They have a folding machine too, I think. But yeah, that's great. I think it's great for us to have a presence there at the town meeting. I just want to, you know, make sure that we look, you know, intentional and not like we threw it together at the last minute.
For sure.
We could probably, if we knew that the logos, the rerun of the logo was probably acceptable, we could probably schedule, I could talk to Dan and set aside, you know, they'll run a print on Friday morning for us, knowing that we'll make a decision, let him know early Friday morning, and they can run a print really quick. And we'll just get on their schedule now. You know, we won't have an official decision, but at least we'll be on their schedule.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. Because I'm pretty confident after the changes that we'll be on board.
Get your business cards that fast too?
I have no idea. I can talk to them though.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Well, again, I appreciate everybody's feedback on that. Thank you. I know it's to some out there, it might seem like a, you know, maybe not the most important thing we do, but one of our goals is to definitely increase our visibility and our professionalism, and having some official letterhead and official logo and official business cards. It makes us more serious, and that's important. It's one of our goals. So appreciate everybody getting on board. Okay. Any further discussion, Chase, about the logo? Anybody in the public have any comment, question, concern? Hearing none. Okay. Okay.
You want to reach out to Dan?
I'm sorry. I talked right over you, Chase. Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering. It's probably more on our to-do list, but do you want to reach out to Dan?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I can. I'll get with you tomorrow, and maybe we can we'll sneak up there together or something real quick.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. Let's see. So the only thing left, I think, on this list for now, we need to talk about our upcoming meetings. There's a couple folks, myself included, that have scheduling conflicts for the 11th. And so I'd like to ask the board and Mr. Condon if we're all available on April 4th, as opposed to the 11th. Anybody have a conflict on the 4th?
I am not available to be there on the 4th to take minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Janelle. Anybody else?
I could be there on the 4th and I could attempt to take minutes, but I know I couldn't do them nearly as good as Janelle, but I would sure give it a shot.
She does set the bar pretty high. I got to give it to her. I don't even want to volunteer to take minutes anymore.
I'm available, Ms. Person.
Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'm available.
You are available. Okay. And Karen, did you say something or was that Megan?
No, that was me, Karen. I'm sorry. I can't see anybody, so I'm sorry. I just keep blurting things out. But yes, I can be there on the 4th, and I was going to ask if Mr. Condit could too, so that's good.
Perfect.
This is Megan. As far as I know, I'm available.
We hate to do meetings without you, Janelle, but Amanda, if you're available and willing to take a shot at the minutes, it would be super helpful for me and maybe some others if we could do it on the 4th.
Sounds good to me.
So do we need a motion to move that to the 4th, I believe?
Yes, I'll move that we switch our April regularly scheduled monthly board meeting to the 4th.
Thank you, Karen. Any second?
A second.
Thank you, Megan. Gary, I didn't, did you say anything about the 4th or are you good on the 4th?
I'm good on the 4th.
Okay, awesome. Okay, we have a motion on the table and a second. All in favor for moving the April meeting to the 4th, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Beautiful, thank you. Motion carries. Okay. I think it's almost master calendar time, partner.
Sorry, I'm going.
I know you are.
Too many screens. There we go. Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, there it is. And also to kind of give everybody a heads up, I did get the roster from the county a couple days ago. So the April event is already, the Columbia County roster of members has already been sent. The annual Mercury TMDL report, that is going to be pushed back to 2025 because it was just approved prior to the last meeting. So kind of answers those questions there.
Awesome.
And then the only thing we would have is in April, I reach out to GSI for the assessment analysis. And hopefully this year, it'll just be looking for changes versus having to rerun the overlay. I was hoping to do that last year, but I'm hoping it gets faster every year. But there's certain lots that have been subdivided and changed, and then they've actually changed ownership. And so the lots unfortunately lay right on the border where some of the lots are in the district, or part of the lots in the district, part of the lots out of the district. So it's a complicated process, unfortunately. That was a long-winded answer to something you probably didn't want to know.
Okay. Well, good.
I don't know. We don't have a lot.
Okay. And I got a list of a couple action items. We've already done, I heard my phone beep, so the $31,000 transfer has been completed. Thank you, Amanda. We have, I've sent the list to everybody, and Chase, you and Janelle also should have got an email too, but it should have, it's just a rough draft list of all of the board members and their areas of interest with a primary and a secondary. Chase and Rob are going to follow up with Paulson's to get logo number one cleaned up a little bit, at least the artwork portion of it. The meeting for next month has been moved to the 4th. I feel like I'm missing something. That's all I got.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Last chance. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Anybody in the public have anything they'd like to comment on before we break? Any comment from the board? Okay. Well, thanks everybody for attending, and have a fantastic night.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good night.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.